Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God for our special devotion this morning on the sixth Sunday of the Easter season is recorded in John chapter 20, verses 10 to 18. Continuing our series, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. Today he lives to wipe away my tears. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, nothing brings tears of sorrow to our eyes the way a death does, whether it is the death of a parent, a friend, a next-door neighbor, a close relative. When people die, we are sad, sometimes more sorrowful than we ever thought possible, because death is not natural. It was not originally part of God's creation. When you visit a famous memorial, such as the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., you are likely to see some people crying tears. Tears in their eyes over something that happened some 50 years ago. Death creates tears of sorrow that are not quickly or easily dried. On Easter Sunday morning, it was a death that brought tears to the eyes of Mary Magdalene, the death of Jesus. She had watched during those last horrible hours as he had hung there on the cross in agony and gave up his life. And on the third day, she was still crying about it. Even worse, she got to the grave and she discovered that Jesus' body was gone. So she could not even pay her last respects the way she had intended. Mary shed tears at the loss of Jesus. As she stood at the empty tomb, she was hopelessly frustrated. He's not only dead, but his body is gone too. Perhaps on the way to the tomb that morning, she had been remembering Jesus' life. He had done so many good things. He had driven out evil spirits. He had healed the sick. He had walked and talked with his disciples. He had preached mighty sermons and words of grace. He had even raised others from the dead. And she had served him. Out of her own wealth, helped him and helped his disciples with their daily needs. But suddenly those were just memories. She could see him no more. She could not even anoint his body with the fragrant oils that she had planned. And she shed tears. She cried at the loss of Jesus. And we can sympathize with her because when someone dies, we feel a great loss too. Sorrow fills our hearts. We have a sinking feeling of hopelessness sometimes. And sometimes in our moments of deepest grief, we act as though we have even lost Christ himself. Just like Mary acted at the tomb when she immediately assumed that someone had taken Jesus away and she would never see him again. A story is told about an event in the life of Martin Luther that goes something like this. Luther, as you know, became well known for bringing the truths of the Bible to 16th century Europe. He was a devout Christian, a firm believer in his Savior, but he also had his moments of weakness. For several days, he had been in a rather foul mood, moping around, depressed and dissatisfied. And after a few days of this, his wife had had enough. And Katie Luther appeared one morning at the breakfast table, dressed all in black from head to toe. And Martin asked her, "Why are you dressed like that?" And Katie replied, "The way you've been carrying on this week, I thought the very Son of God must be dead." And her husband got the point, and he said, "No, he is risen." But isn't it true that sometimes we carry on in our grief as though not even the living Jesus is there to help us? We get upset that we cannot see him, just as Mary was upset that she could not see him at the grave. We weep and are sad about things as if we have no joy left in our lives at all. As if Christ, our very God, were decaying in the ground and we could never be with him again. As if something that bad had actually happened. But you know, when you look at something through teary eyes, it is often distorted, isn't it? Sometimes our sorrow can distort our own perception of the way things really are. When Mary Magdalene arrived at the grave of Jesus, she was consumed with sorrow. So consumed with her own sorrow and with Jesus' mysterious disappearance that she barely noticed the angels dressed in white who were talking to her. And she didn't even realize when she turned that Jesus was standing right there. Mary was blinded by her sorrow and grieving to the point of hopelessness. A type of sorrow that we want Jesus to take away from us, as far away as possible. And that's exactly what he does. Jesus wipes away our tears. Look, for instance, at Mary's joy when Jesus found her. There was only one thing that could take away all of Mary's sorrow. Just locating Jesus' body would not have completely consoled her, would it? Finding his body and finding him alive as well, that would really stop her tears. And that's just what happened. Jesus came to her. And at first she did not recognize him, but when he spoke her name, then she knew right away that he was talking to her. She knew it was her teacher who stood with her once again. Jesus was alive. And this could take away her tears. When she realized that Jesus was alive, her tears subsided along with all the feelings of hopelessness and sadness and frustration and everything else that she had felt before when she thought she had lost her friend forever. But he was there to do all the things that he had done before. To protect and to comfort and to heal and to speak to her and to be with his people. Now, just as we sympathized with Mary's tears, we can also understand her joy. Imagine a loved one of yours has died and all of a sudden you see them again in the flesh. For real, calling your name and talking to you. This was exactly what happened on Easter Sunday. Jesus' resurrection relieved Mary of such a tremendous burden of sadness. The weight of sorrow that death had brought to her was suddenly lifted from her shoulders because Christ Jesus appeared alive, alive from the grave, as the one who had conquered death itself. Jesus had gotten rid of the very thing that had brought her to tears. Mary had been thinking she had lost her Savior in death, not even able to locate his body. But now he was alive and well. His resurrection wiped away her tears. And that's what Jesus lives for. He lives to do that for each one of us, to wipe away our tears, to turn our sadness and sorrow into joy and happiness. Jesus' resurrection from the dead takes the sadness out of the worst thing we can possibly imagine, death itself. Jesus takes the thing which makes us grieve the worst, and he shows us that there is an answer even for that. Jesus rose to show that the dead will live again, that it is not only possible but assured. All who live in the graves will hear his voice and come out, Jesus said. And we confess in our creed, I believe in the resurrection of the body. Jesus rose to proclaim that all who die in him will live forever, that he will raise our bodies again to this never-ending life, because he cleansed us from the very thing that causes death, the stain of our sins, our disobedience, our imperfection before God. This is what really ruined things. This is what made a mess of God's once perfect creation. And so there is decay and death now. But on the cross, Jesus carried all our sin on himself. And he went to God as the sinner. And we were seen as the innocent ones. And so the stain of our sin, which leads to death, does not stand against us anymore. And so we will rise again to live forever like Jesus did. To those who trust in Jesus, the Bible describes death as nothing more dangerous than a sleep from which we will awaken. So even our greatest sadness and sorrow, death itself is not without hope. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, "We want you to know about those who go to their rest, so you don't grieve like the others who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. Then God will, in the same way, through Jesus, bring with him those who went to their rest." And even our day-to-day sadness melts in the face of Jesus' resurrection from the dead, because he is alive with you now, too. The worst in this life cannot hurt you. Jesus is alive to comfort and to heal and to teach and to give us hope. He even sends us his Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to dry our tears. And we don't have to see him to know that he is living and alive and doing all these things for us. Remember how Mary tried to cling to Jesus as they stood there in the garden together. And Jesus quickly reminded her that touching him and holding on to him and seeing him were not important. He would soon be invisible to them again. She did not need to hold on to Jesus' garment because he would be with her always. She just needed to know that he was alive. And we don't need to see him either, for him to be able to wipe away our tears. For he is alive and is with us always. Today, of course, is the American holiday of Mother's Day. And although that holiday is not part of the church year calendar, it does give Christians a reminder to thank God for the tremendous blessings that God gives us through our mothers. Not the least of which is the special gift mothers have of being able to dry the tears of their children. What mother has not had a tearful child come to them after a spill on the bicycle or a disappointment at school? And the mother is able to make those tears disappear as only she is able to do. But then, how much more can the Lord Jesus Christ wipe away our tears? How much more he can comfort us in any sorrow with the assurance of his resurrection from the dead, and also the promise that we will rise to live forever with him. He lives to wipe away my tears. Amen.